Hello and welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, my beautiful friends of good taste. You're listening to my podcast, so obviously you do have an amazing taste, and I congratulate you on that. Now that we've got the self, in German we say Selbstbeweihräucherung, but I don't know the English term. Let me Google it. I feel like I Google something in every single episode. It's getting kind of ridiculous, but Selbstbeweihräucherung is a pretty specific word. And in English, it's self-adulation. I don't think I've ever heard that one. So there you go. Enough of self-adulation and enough of learning interesting but not so important vocab for the day. So welcome to this wonderful episode that's called Magnetic Poppy. And there are two things I want to talk about in this episode. The first thing is going to be magnetism, and the second one is going to be poppies. So let's start with magnetism and why I've decided to talk about this topic. You may have heard of things like manifestation and your vibe attracts your tribe. Those are things that we often hear, and it's something that's been on my mind and kind of in my life for quite some time. And while I totally think that you can overdo it and live in somewhat of a parallel universe where you allow energies and spirituality and, you know, vibes to rule everything while neglecting certain facts that are rational, I do think there's some truth in those sayings. Manifestation basically means that you, you know, set your mind to something and you focus on that. You focus your thoughts on that one thing or one person or whatever situation you want in your life. You focus all your thoughts on that, all your energy, all your emotions and feelings, and you visualize it coming true. And then it happens. And that's when people say, I've manifested this or that or whomever. And as always, I try to approach things in a differentiated way. You know that I like to take the middle way and that I like to weigh different sides against each other. So I'm just going to share my experience with so-called manifestation with you guys. I think I've always been a very, very visual person. So I remember being a kid and sort of having those alternative scenarios running through my head when I was about to go into a situation I didn't know. So I basically knew, I don't know, this and that is supposed to be happening in school. And so I had this film, this movie running in my head of different alternatives of how it was going to play out. And that's kind of how I've always been. That's how my mind operates. And that kind of, interestingly, that kind of led to me not really being surprised by situations, because I have a vivid imagination, and in those scenarios, sometimes absurd things happened. And then when something, you know, unexpected, but definitely less absurd happened in real life, I was like, okay. So I do think that we are capable of actually visualizing what we want. And if we use this ability in a very specific and very conscious way, we are actually able to picture positive outcomes. And I don't know if you knew that, but our brains cannot differentiate between pictures they have actually seen and pictures that we're making up in our head. So basically, when you visualize something, it's as if you're creating reality. And the same goes for the words that you use. Just try and go through your day and talk about the things you see and experience and feel in a positive way. And you'll see that your entire being shifts. And that has nothing to do with, you know, spirituality or weird energies flowing around. It's really physics, if you want it very scientifically, because everything you utter is energy that can be measured in scientific physical ways, and the energy you transmute is going to be felt all around you, is going to be received by other people and things. And never ever underestimate how much power you have and how much power your thoughts and emotions actually have. Those things were actually researched, and I remember two different studies. One involved plants, and I think there were two plants, and one plant was just watered and told positive, affirming, loving words. And the other plant was watered the same way, had the same amount of sun, but was told really hateful and negative things. And guess what happened? One plant thrived and the other one didn't. And this experiment has been replicated in different constellations, even with music, and that's mind-blowing. And another study I once found was actually about tears and the actual chemical makeup of our tears. And it was found that tears have a different chemical structure depending on the emotion that the person felt when they were crying. So happy tears and sad tears and maybe tears of relief, they all varied in their actual structure, and scientists were able to see that under a microscope. And that stuff, my friends, is so fascinating. I could go on and on about it, read up on it, research. It's amazing. And there are so many things to be discovered. So do I think that I have manifested things in my life? I would say I've worked for them, definitely. And I always had my eyes on my goals. So I sort of have manifested them, but more in a really realistic way. What I've noticed lately, and I've conducted a slight little sneaky Insta experiment, was actually that I started posting more pictures of myself, yes, but I'd say sexier pictures of myself. And I did that for a short amount of time in my story where I, you know, just showed outfit posts and whatnot. Now, despite the fact that obviously men were kind of, you know, hitting me up more than before, the really interesting thing is that I got the most views I've ever had on one of my stories. And those were views by all kinds of different people. I think it goes to show that energy, openness, self-confidence, that is being felt. And it's so interesting because it was just a very short amount of time. And one guy, and that was so random, one guy had apparently seen my profile. And that's kind of creepy if I think about it. He saw my profile because I liked a post on a university meme page that I follow. And, ooh, wait a second. Now, believe it or not, I just got interrupted by my beautiful Mac because it decided to finally do the update. I've been delaying for 2 weeks, I think, so that's fair, I guess. But yeah, so that dude kind of found me and we started chatting and it was nothing of particular interest. But I mean, it just shows that firstly, we're not surprised. Guys really like girls in shorts. But I think it's more about being open and having this kind of open flowing energy to you that invites people into your life from very different sources, so to say, and from very different directions and even very unexpected directions. Magnetism works. You know, we can draw people and things and situations into our lives that are going to match our level of being, so to say, in a particular moment. So what I think is super interesting is that you attract what and who you resonate with. So the people you meet, the situations you encounter are really just a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And if we start treating everything that happens on the outside as a mirror to what's going on our inside, so many things become obvious. It's crazy. I don't know if you've heard my Tinder episode yet. It's quite long, but I would say it's a really dynamic mix of the things I took away from it and, you know, funny stories. So have a listen if you want to. But in that episode, I actually talked about having been ghosted. And recently, I stumbled upon this. I don't know where I found it. I think it was just an Instagram page by a lovely woman. And she posed this question, you know, if you've been ghosted, ask yourself, where have you ghosted yourself? That's such an eye-opener because I was like, well, where have I let myself down? Where have I abandoned myself? So I just started reflecting upon that and it was crazy what came up. And I realized that I have not been living true to my own nature for such a long time. So in a sense, I had ghosted myself because I like ignored my real self, the parts of me that wanted to, I don't know, have fun and be spontaneous and just live. So I guess if you dive deep, I can only encourage you to answer this question for yourself. Where have you ghosted yourself? Or if you're experiencing a particular behavior that's happening around you all the time, if people react to you in a certain way, then ask yourself, how have you treated yourself in that same way? And I think it's an eye-opener. For me, it just, I understood so much about myself and about my past and about the things that were still in my mind. Crazy and liberating and beautiful at once. So magnetism works. Your energy is felt, even on a scientific level that can be proven. And remember that when you live your life and go about your day. And the second part of this episode title is actually related to poppies. Why? Because maybe like 5 to 10 minutes away from where I live, there is a poppy field. And it's, you know, the poppies started blooming. And I was like, that's perfect for me to take pictures. And if you want to see the pictures and a really funny reel that I shot there, take a look at my Insta at World of Vila. So I started researching a little bit into poppies, and it turns out that in Greek mythology, poppies were seen as a symbol for the earth, the moon, for sleep, and for forgetting. And poppies are actually an opiate, and they can be really dangerous and toxic if you ingest too much of them. But they have been used through centuries as a remedy. And the funny thing is that opiates themselves have been used as a remedy against so many things for such a long time, but I think we often forget that. But yeah, so poppies tend to be on a, you know, mystic level. They tend to be connected to love, luck, and transformation. And I think that's a beautiful meaning, because I like the fact that poppies are both, you know, they're kind of related to sleep and relaxation, but also to transformation, and they have this toxic and potentially dangerous side to them. So they're kind of in the middle of everything, and I kind of like that. I don't know if I'm taking things too far, but as you know, I like to do that. So I thought, you know, maybe life is a little bit like a field of poppies. You have to navigate through. There are risks all around us, and not every risk is bad. It can actually have a really freeing and liberating and healing effect on us if we find the right dosage. So I guess life is a poppy field. It looks beautiful if you focus on it, and it's up to you to decide how much of those poppies you're going to allow into your life. I like that they are related to sleep, because I think a lot of people sleepwalk through their lives and they never really wake up to reality because they're stuck in what they've learned is supposed to be life and how we're supposed to live it. And if we just take a little bit away from this poppy energy, depending on the dosage, you can either make yourself fall asleep or you can take the right amount of risk in your life and wake up and transform. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say here, you know. Your energy is going to be felt, and I encourage you to be the person you want to be and do things that are crazy. Crazy for you, and not in a way that you've been taught, you know, because we've also been taught the stereotype of what crazy is, of what creative is, of what risk-taking looks like. And let me tell you, each and every one of us is different, and live your life in a way that fulfills you, and don't chase what other people tell you is right or wrong. Just make your own experiences, and as always, authenticity wins, and just try to find the right balance between risk and tranquility and peacefulness. And then you're basically ready to go, and you're going to attract all kinds of situations and people into your life that are going to make you feel great. So stay magnetic, my friends. I feel like one of those Instagram page gurus who post quotes, who say things like that. No, I don't mean that. Just be yourself and get shit done and have fun. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.